My name is Tuka. I am 16 years old. Today is December 9th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Sarah, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in San Jose, California. So can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
My childhood was really happy. I was born as a third child in my family. I had an older sister and a brother, and then a little brother. We used to live in a small city in Finland, and I was always following my older sister with my little bike. We used to bike around the city. We visited the beach over there and had all kinds of fun stuff. I was only 5 years old when I used to ride around the city, so that amazes me. It was a really, really safe environment, and I wonder if my mom ever even knew where we were with my sister. When I got a little bit older, we moved to the countryside, and that opened me a new world, new kind of world. There were all these woods where we could play and build little structures and so on. There was a small river we used to swim, and lots of neighbors who had cows and horses and cats and other animals. It was a very carefree childhood. I was always kind of a little bit bossy and a kind of a leader. Even for my older sister, she used to be, how do you say, she followed me. I was hardworking at home and also at school. And those were good times.
Can you tell me a favorite memory that you have of me?
Well, the best memory, of course, is when you were born. As my third son, you were such a cute, chubby baby, almost, well, actually over 10 pounds. You had big cheeks and you were just so cute. You always knew what you wanted as a child. And also a very fun memory is of you when you learned how to ski. You took your first skiing lesson, and it took only an hour. And after that, we agreed that you would stay in a small hill. I was busy with your little brother, and the next thing I noticed is you coming down the biggest hill of the whole place, and you did it really awesome. So that's a really fun memory of you.
Okay, can you tell me about the most difficult moments in your life?
There haven't been too many very, very difficult times in my life. One of the most difficult times or moments is work-related. I got a promotion at work, and I had to break the news to my colleagues. And there was a lot of change resistance. And even though I was well-liked among my colleagues, they didn't actually like when I was picked to get the promotion. So it was a difficult time for me, but it taught me a lot, and it made me stronger as a person.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
The one advice I would give is that always do what you think is best to do. So don't care about what other people may say about you or what you are going to do. So trust your instincts and trust yourself. Don't think about what other people think of you. It doesn't matter. It just matters what you think of yourself. You are important and valuable. And also you need to learn to forgive yourself. You make many mistakes in your life, and you just have to forgive yourself and the other ones, of course, too. And every day do your best and try to make it the best day you can.
Is there anything you have wanted to tell me that you've never told me before?
I think we haven't discussed my childhood or my mistakes or whatever I have made, but what would I want to tell you? Well, I would like to tell you that when I was about 10 years old, I stole my friend's lipstick and some other makeup. I never used them. I was so ashamed that I had stolen. I hid them under a stone, and it was awful. I felt awful. I never got a chance to apologize her. She was her grandmother lived by our house, and she only visited her grandmother. But the thing is, I learned, and I've never stolen after that. So you really can learn from your mistakes.
To wrap up this interview, do you have any regrets?
Well, I think everybody has some regrets. Maybe I regret most as a mother yelling you and your brothers. I should have been in many occasions a little bit more patient with you, but those are little things, and I've learned to forgive myself, and so you just have to be yourself.
Okay, thank you for agreeing to this interview, and I hope you have a good night.
Thank you.